This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
The animosity between cats and dogs has been flaunted in cartoons and comics, stories and songs. And even though many households have both cats and dogs as pets, many cats are very uncomfortable around unfamiliar dogs. When it's time to take your beloved feline to the vet for a checkup or illness, sometimes the waiting room experience can be very stressful to that cat just hanging around a room with all those dogs. Dr. Marcia Tamayan joins us today on Around and About with information about a cats-only clinic here in Chattanooga that just might make that trip to the vet easier for your feline.
Cat Clinic opened in April of this year. We took an old auto parts store that was on Cherokee Boulevard. It's been completely remodeled and transformed into a cat clinic. We are exclusively cats. We only do feline medicine, and we think that it makes it easier for us to cater to the special needs of cats that way. We love dogs. Dogs are wonderful companions, but cats are too, and cats have special needs and special medical needs that we want to be able to cater to in an atmosphere where the cats are a little less stressed. It makes my job much easier when there aren't barking dogs around for the cats to listen to. You know, it's a little stressful when you hear your natural predator right next door and you're in an unfamiliar place to begin with. The cats are less stressed and I can perform my job easier.
Fear is the number one cause of aggression in cats in a veterinary hospital. Many things contribute to feline stress factors. The stress of a visit to the vet can alter the results of a medical examination.
For some cats, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference at all, because there are lots of cats who share their homes with dogs and who are used to that. But for other cats, it can make a significant difference. And it makes a difference not just in their behavior in the clinic, but also in the findings that I have on a physical exam. For instance, their heart rate may be quite elevated if they hear a dog next door, as opposed to the cat who is able to relax and not have that experience at the vet's office. We know from human medicine that stress is a factor in many disease conditions, and that's definitely true for cats. I see a lot of conditions that are made worse by stress. Since we are cats only and it's a little bit calmer and quieter and everything that we do caters just to the needs of cats, I think that it is a factor in their ability to recover faster from illness and to do well when they are well. Cats do tend to like routine, and they become accustomed to certain people and places and ways that things are done. They get stressed when there are changes in that. And one of the factors that I always ask about in my medical history is whether there have been any major changes in the household. Moving is often a big one for cats. It's very stressful for cats, a move or an addition of another animal or another human to the household. And those can be factors in the development of disease conditions.
The Cat Clinic of Chattanooga is currently the only veterinary practice in the scenic city that caters exclusively to cats.
It's been very positive so far. I think people appreciate what we're trying to do for the cats to create an environment that is less stressful for them. There are many cat practices around the country. There are actually over 200 around the United States. There's one in Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis. Atlanta probably has half a dozen. It's nice that we can finally provide this service for the cats and cat owners of Chattanooga.
The clinic offers house calls, which can also reduce the stress your cat may experience in a trip to see the vet.
House calls is a fairly new addition to the services that we offer, but we found that there was quite a demand for it. Many cats are quite stressed by being put in the carrier at all and by the car ride to the vet. The house call situation lets us see them in their home environment where we can get a better read on what their actual behavior and some of their medical issues may be. It is a service that we restrict to established clients. I like to get to know you first before we come to your home to see your cat. We do offer preventative care for the well cat and recommend that cats see the veterinarian regularly. How often a cat sees a vet depends on that individual cat, and we make a real effort at the cat clinic to practice an individualized kind of medicine tailored to the needs of each specific patient and to each client's needs, frankly. A kitten needs a series of visits to get its immune system where it should be before the important spay-neuter surgery, which is so critical. Older cats may need to be seen more often because of particular medical needs and monitoring of ongoing chronic conditions. For the cat in the middle of its life, who's otherwise healthy in terms of regular maintenance, it may need to only come in every year or even less often. We do recommend an annual rabies vaccine for cats. It's very important cats be vaccinated for rabies, so that is yet another reason to see them once a year, and we do report those statistics to the health department. Signs of illness in cats can often be very subtle, and I rely on the cat owner to tell me when their cat is acting abnormal. the owner of the cat is the best judge of when the cat is just not right, because the signs of illness are so subtle. Things like not eating quite as well, or appetite just being slightly off, hiding more, not being as friendly. And the obvious things like coughing, sneezing, vomiting, or diarrhea, those are clearly signs of illness. But the more subtle ones, the changes in behavior, I really do rely on owners to point those out to me, and then I can further investigate.
The Cat Clinic of Chattanooga is located at 310 Cherokee Boulevard. You can find more information about the clinic, as well as some fun videos and other links to feline services in the area, on the web at www.chatcatvet.com, or call the clinic at 752-0737. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.